watched stunned and police stood guard. Lockdown rules were reinforced with a concrete barrier. And although skate parks are still closed...
What a stupid decision. Kids can't go to school and now they're being blocked from riding their bikes. Let kids get out. Let them have some fresh air. Someone stop this stupid decision.
Have the most tyrannical coronavirus restrictions. Australia is telling the rest of the world to hold its beer. Literally. According to multiple news reports, the New South Wales Health Department in Australia is now limiting the amount of alcohol that residents can get delivered to their homes. Residents who are locked down are allowed just six beers. Six. Or a bottle of wine per day. That's it. Residents of one apartment complex said the health department's searching all bags and packages that come into the building. Any alcohol above the limit, immediately confiscated. They probably drink it. This isn't about health. It's about the new world order they're trying to create. And that's not a conspiracy theory. It's what they're admitting out loud. Here's a health officer in New South Wales today.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order. Yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there.
Australia is looking more and more like the prison colony they once were. We hope the rest of the Western world...
To everybody that's lying on the beach, please remember... You are in breach of the public health order if you are not wearing your mask. Please put your mask on, otherwise fines will apply. Also remember, social distancing is vital. We're not out of this mess yet, and if you are outside of the 5-kilometre LGA, again, you are in breach of the public health order. Thank you for complying, and thank you for helping us to keep the LGA safe.
So I say to everybody, please don't start getting complacent now. We know the weather adds to our positivity and what we can look forward to in October. But it's so important we all stay the course and just hang in there.
New South Wales Labor is very, very worried about two Sydneys. A different set of rules applying to millions of people that live in Western Sydney and Southwestern Sydney. If you live near a beach, that's great for you. But freedoms need to be returned to the people who live in Western Sydney, and the government can start with scrapping the curfew. The curfews haven't been backed by the health advice. They were resisted by the New South Wales government for months and months. The people of Western Sydney and Southwestern Sydney have done the right thing, got vaccinated by the millions, the people who live in this part of New South Wales. They were promised freedoms if they did what was asked of them. Now the government needs to come to the table, and I think the first thing they can do is scrap the curfews, bring some freedoms back to the communities in Western Sydney and Southwestern Sydney who have listened to the government's advice and who are doing it the toughest during the COVID lockdown.
Não castigar sobre as pessoas por não usar máscara. Então o que é que vão fazer?
São ordens que nós temos.
Sim, quais são as ordens? Os senhores, não vão carregar sobre as pessoas, está a perceber? Os senhores não vão carregar sobre as pessoas. Porque senão os senhores é que vão ser detidos hoje. Os senhores não vão carregar sobre as pessoas, está a perceber? Está a perceber? Está a perceber? Está a olhar nos olhos. Não tenho medo de si. Está a perceber o que eu estou a dizer? Ai de você que carregue sobre as pessoas. Porque há coisas que vão ser sabidas. Digam aos seus chefes. Digam aos seus chefes.
Vamos fazer entrar, olhar
nos olhos. Olhar nos olhos. Está a perceber? Está a perceber? Não vai carregar sobre as pessoas. Não vai carregar sobre as pessoas. Está a perceber? Está a perceber? Não vai carregar sobre as pessoas. As pessoas estão aqui pacificamente. Não vai carregar sobre as pessoas por não usarem máscara.
O senhor acha que
pode
dar algum
exemplo? Os senhores aqui vão dar. O senhor não tem que me dizer que exemplo é que eu dou ou não. Não me toca, não me toca, não me toca. Está a perceber? Ponha-se no seu lugar. Ponha-se no seu lugar. Eu sou a autoridade judiciária aqui. E o senhor também ponha-se no seu lugar. Está a perceber? O senhor vai ser detido se carregar em
alguém. O senhor também tem
que ficar
no seu lugar. O quê? Diga-me. O senhor também tem que ficar no seu lugar.
Eu ponho o meu lugar. E o meu lugar é este. Acima. Sim, acima de si. Está a perceber? O senhor está abaixo de mim. Portanto, o senhor não vai carregar sobre ninguém. E confrontá-los com o que fizeram hoje. Vai ser uma vergonha. Uma desonra.
They were just chasing after us. There was no reason for it. They ran across the road, pushed my mate, grabbed him in it like a type of like a Muay Thai clinch, bit of a headlock, and then the police started throwing punches at him. It was disgusting. And then we obviously saw that and we went to defend our mate. And then I got put in prison for 29 days.
In the footage that was shown online, there was live streams of the day. You arrived at the protest. You were confronted by over 100 cops. There was a discussion there for a while. At the end, police told you they're giving you a chance to move on.
We are giving you an opportunity, 5 or 10 minutes, to leave the area.
You've marched through the city.
We are heading to Clatwin Street.
We're going home now.
Clatwin Street. Intersection.
Tell you guys to go, we just want to go home.
Police body cam footage clearly shows the police run across the road after we've just told them we're going home. And it wasn't just one of the members of our group. There was a number of our members of our group actually called out to the police across the road, said, we're just going home, we just want to go home. We were told to go home. And they ran across the road and started, they violently assaulted my mate who was about 10 metres ahead of me. They didn't care that we were going home, so they've run across the road and they've proceeded to bash up my mate, who's not violent at all, not a violent guy, no reason for it.
Now people will ask, well, why'd you run towards police?
Because I saw my mate being assaulted by the police. I don't care that they're police, it doesn't matter who they are, if they're assaulting someone, they're no longer police, okay? They're just violent criminals. It was targeted, we know it was targeted, they knew who I was, and they went after me.
Keep your eye on the bloke with the puffer. The puffer jacket, that's Patterson. Yeah.
If someone's good and they do good things, you know, you give them the respect. If people do bad things, like run across the road as police officers, and which makes them, I think, more accountable, much more accountable, and violently assault someone, well, you know, I'm not going to have any respect for that. We knew when we were going to be able to win in the battle, the physical battle. They had capsicum spray, batons, they outnumbered us. But it was just to do the right thing, you know, bear one another's burdens that they may be light, run in to defend our mate, who's the innocent man in the equation. They were all criminals. We were innocent. My mate was innocent, and he didn't. There was no reason for them to violently assault him like that.
The media's portrayal of what happened that day, where they ran this one image, and obviously they were there, so they would have the entire story. Yes. They managed to capture that image that suits their narrative,
mm-hmm.
and they plastered that everywhere. You were the number one story at the time. It was your punch against them. What's your message to the mainstream media for that?
You're all liars. You need to stop lying, because the more you lie, the more you become exposed, and the more that the people realize that they're liars. Unconscionable what they do. They use the system, obviously, against you. I mean, obviously, they assaulted us, and then they charged us with assault. And then I got put in prison for 29 days. And it was horrendous, because we went through the first 15 days is complete isolation. And they're doing the quarantine thing for the COVID. So I wasn't able to... I wasn't even able to get out and do any exercise for the first 5 days. Then day six, I was able to, I think it was day six, or it might have been day five or day six, I got 10 minutes to walk in the corridor. And then the next 9 days, because they moved me to another prison, I was able to get 20 minutes of exercise time in the corridors.
If he didn't get bail towards the end of the month, that he would be in there for a lot longer. So I had to kind of leave it open-ended. And I said, Daddy might be coming home, but, you know, there's that chance that he might not. So that was hard. That was probably the hardest. I had an overwhelming amount of support, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, I didn't even... I couldn't have asked for more, you know. It was just a bit heartbreaking for the, you know, for the children, not knowing whether he would come back or not. Yeah.
So I guess that probably gives you a little bit of faith in humanity at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very, very lucky. Yeah.
Maybe you want him to go back now. No. No, she sold it.
They kept me in there for 29 days. I had a 5-hour bail hearing, and I was given extreme bail conditions. All the usual stuff. Can't talk to the co-accused, you can't move from your address. But they imposed conditions on me like, you know, one of them was I can't publicly speak about Victoria Police, the law, state or federal, the government, state or federal, COVID. I can't speak about any of these things on social media or in any public platform. Now, the alleged offences, and they're alleged because they didn't really happen, the alleged offences have no relationship to those conditions. I wasn't inciting anyone. And the alleged offences are not for incitement. They were for assault. So why did they restrict my ability to speak? Well, it's clear that they don't want me to speak, because I'm reaching some people. They want to stop all political dissonance. They want to shut them up, shut them in prison if they have to, or put the bail conditions on them so they can't speak. They also put a $50,000 surety on me. So I must be very dangerous to them in their minds, because $50,000 surety is quite excessive. And I even asked some of the prisoners when I was in the general population in prison, and they said, there's no way, if your story's true, that you'd be given a $50,000 surety on that day. We want to see the summary. I showed them the summary, and they go, wow. You know, and I said to them, I said, guys, this is what happened. This is the biggest crime, is to be a political dissident. They don't want you to question the narrative.
That's in Melbourne, Australia. This is a political dissident in Melbourne, Australia, not communist China, not in Beijing. This is happening in Melbourne, Australia, and that's what people around the world need to understand. 29 days in jail, bailed on those extreme conditions that, to most normal people, understand it's clearly trying to silence you. How'd you get them removed?
We had a what's called a case conference, and they reset the bail, so we were able to negotiate those bail conditions there.
So now you're free to talk.
I'm not completely free, but I'm much freer than I was.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do this right now if you're on those previous bail conditions, that's right?
Yeah, so I can speak about the government now, I can speak about the law, I can speak about the Victoria Police, I can speak about COVID, okay? So I'm free to speak about those things.
YouTube might ban us if we let you speak, so we're going to stop you. No.
We're meant to be innocent until proven guilty, but it's not really how it operates in this system, because I've got to now prove my innocence when I haven't actually committed any of these offences. And we can see clearly that I wasn't the aggressor. I wasn't the violent aggressor. Our friends weren't the violent aggressors. It was the police. But somehow we had 23 charges laid on us. And now I've got to fight those charges.
I actually learnt this week while researching into another story that actually you are allowed to resist arrest if it is an unlawful arrest. I never knew that. I thought you've just got to comply with the arrest and then you can fight it later. But you've got to be sure that it's an unlawful arrest.
Yeah.
But if it is an unlawful arrest, you're actually legally allowed to resist. Is that what you're claiming in this situation is the case, or?
Yep, absolutely. And you have a legal right in the Crimes Act to defend yourself. And it doesn't matter if they're police or if they're who they are. If they're assaulting you, you have every right to defend yourself.
You seem like a strong woman, stronger than I probably could be. So I think he's lucky.
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
She didn't sign up for this, you know that.
I know. But I'm very grateful that she supports, and she's a good, strong woman. Can't get anything better. She's a blessing.
Crazy story. And we can't rely on the mainstream media to show the other side of Nick's story, the body cam, because when they had the chance, they ran with that one photo. So it's up to you to share this far and wide. We'll keep you posted as his matter progresses. So make sure to sign up at yourminireport.com so I can send you what happens next. And if you want to hear more from Nick directly, you can check out his website at john8.net.